Responsive reading is Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this privilege of worship. We thank Thee for the reading of this marvelous passage of Scripture, this wonderful expression of Thy servant of old concerning Thy goodness and Thy love. May we take it to our hearts, accept it, and be glad that Thou art a merciful and a forgiving and a gracious God. We thank Thee, our Heavenly Father, for this company of people who are gathered here in this chapel today. May Thy blessings be upon every one of them and upon every family represented here. Dear Lord, bless us in the common ways of life. Bless us where we live, the hour by hour day of our lives. Bless us in our homes. Bless us in our community relationships, in our church relationships. Help us to know that all life according to Thy will is sacred. And so, O Lord, may we accept the kingdom of God, the rule of God in Jesus Christ, as the great present reality of our lives. And through the gloom and the sorrow and the tragedy of our time, may we see the victory of God in Christ. And may we never despair. May we know that He is our leader. He, Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords. We are grateful for this seminary, for its history, for its past, for its present, and for its future, because we know that its future is in Thy hands. Enrich our lives, we pray, by this service and by the services of this week. We thank Thee for the new president Thou hast given us. We pray Thy blessings upon him and his family. We pray that through him Thou wilt guide the destinies of this seminary in the years to come. May Thy blessings be upon the faculty and upon all that we strive to do here in this seminary community for the ongoing of Thy kingdom. Now, dear Lord, we surrender to Thee our lives, our thoughts, all that we are and all that we hope to be. May Thy Holy Spirit be with us and guide us this day and always through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. When the news came that the governor could not be with us, it became necessary for some arrangements to be made as to another chapel service. As the chairman of the chapel committee, I was impressed with what may happen very suddenly. And it happened this morning. Of course, I consulted with the president because he was involved, and he decided that this would be an excellent opportunity to make a presentation to you, an announcement at this time. And so I have the honor to present President Binkley, and he will make the presentations that he has in mind.
Dr. McDowell and other friends, In view of the volume and the urgency of the work for which I have been responsible for many months, I think you will understand my gratitude to the faculty, to the trustees, and to God for this opportunity to announce appointments to the administrative staff of the seminary. First of all, I should like to present Dr. James H. Blackmore, who has been elected Director of Public Relations. Dr. Blackmore earned the BA degree at Wake Forest College, the BD degree at the Colgate-Rochester Theological Seminary, and the PhD degree at the University of Edinburgh. During the Second World War, he served as a chaplain with the rank of major. He has had wide service as a pastor and as a writer. He is a man of true piety, of vigorous mind and energy, and he has come to help us interpret this school and to interpret the Christian ministry to our denomination. I'm very happy to present to you Dr. Blackmore, who was elected Director of Public Relations by the trustees of the seminary upon my recommendation, in which the faculty concurred. Dr. Blackmore.
President Binkley, Dr. McDowell, and other Christian friends, the title Public Relations is a relatively new one, but our task is old. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Each of us is to make known the faith that is within us. As one modern translation has it, be a good advertisement for Jesus Christ. Wherever we go, you and I represent him. And our ministry will represent him and the seminary more honestly than any words we can say or write. Let us be honest men of God, faithful stewards of his manifold grace, workmen that have no need to be ashamed. In 1897, when the Southern Baptist Convention met in Wilmington, North Carolina, the devout layman of Raleigh, John T. Pullum, addressed a rally of young people, at which time he said, "Make your life a lantern in which the word of God burns." This is a good word for us. Before God, I pledge to do the best I can to serve him in this ministry. And with your help and your prayers, we will make known the good work that is done here.
Thank you very much. It is my privilege also to present Professor John I. Durham, who has been elected acting academic dean for the remainder of this fiscal year, beginning today, October 15. Professor Durham earned the BA degree at Wake Forest College, the BD degree and the THM degree in this school. Although full announcement would be inappropriate at this time, he has completed requirements for the PhD degree. I stand corrected at that point, the doctorate of philosophy. in one of the world's greatest universities, and this degree will be conferred next month. Professor Durham has taught Latin at Meredith College. He has served as instructor in Old Testament in this school. Last year, he was Hebrew tutor at Oxford University. Last summer, he gave a special course of lectures on the Deuteronomic texts at two colleges in Oxford. It is with great pleasure that I announce that upon my recommendation, which was approved by the faculty, the Board of Trustees have elected him acting academic dean for the remainder of this year. And in my judgment, he gives promise of outstanding usefulness in Southern Baptist theological education. Professor Durham.
President Binkley and Dr. McDowell, members of the faculty and students and friends, it was, I believe, Mark Twain who said that soap and education are just as dangerous as a massacre, though they may take a longer period of time. I'm beginning to learn what Mark Twain meant when he said that education was as dangerous as a massacre. Allow me to say, just informally now, that it is a great and at the same time a very heavy honor which I bear in the appointment to the acting deanship for the rest of this fiscal year. Without being in my shoes, you cannot imagine the honor which I feel at being so appointed by my previous teachers and those who have shown me so much of the way, which seems to me to be the important way. I pledge to the faculty and to you, the students, as your academic dean acting, to do my utmost and to do all that is within my power and ability to see that the work of the dean's office is carried out. The dean's office will be open to every member of the faculty and to every student in the student body. You are urged and invited to come by whenever you feel that you have some problem or some need, or whenever you would just like to talk. I'll be happy to have you and happy to see you at any time, and I request and covet your prayers and support as I undertake today to do my best with this office. I might say that if you want to come by today, you'll find things in considerable chaos. And I hope that after my moving has been completed, the chaos will be less obvious at least.
We are grateful for this commitment from Professor Durham. Let me refer to a word in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. We are laborers together with God, or as the passage may be more accurately translated, we are fellow workmen for God. On one occasion, I heard Dr. W. O. Carver translate this verse: we are members of God's team. I should like for every member of the instructional staff, for every member of the faculty, for every member of the student body, to be able to say with sincerity here at Southeastern, I am a member of God's team. We are engaged upon hard work. In the second place, we are working together in a spirit of friendly cooperation. In the third place, we are workmen who have a sense of mission. We are fellow workmen for God. Ask thy blessing upon this nation and upon the nations of the world as we humbly pray for peace on earth in our time. We ask thy blessing upon this school which has been established in the interest of thy righteous rule on earth. We pray for thy servants who have recently dedicated themselves to new and difficult tasks in our common life. We commit to thy care all who have special need of thy mercy and truth this day. Grant us wisdom and courage for the living of this day, in the spirit of thy Son, who loved us and gave himself for us.